قل لن ينفعكم الفرار إن فررتم من الموت.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، لا سيما بقية الله، ولعنة الله على آدائهم آد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. We are continuing tafsir of Surah Baqarah and I am reciting verse number 264 today, and we are starting from that. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، You who have faith, لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Do not nullify your charities by reproach and injury. Do not nullify your charities by reproach and injury. كالذي ينفق ماله رياء الناس. Like the one who spends his property to be seen by people. So Allah says first that do not nullify your charities by reproaching people, showing off that I did favor to you, and giving them injury, first thing. And like a person who spends money for the showing off the people. Generally, the one who shows off the spends money for show off are the one who does this kind of behavior. Allah says that when you do that, you are nullifying your charities. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفَّانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٌ فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدًا لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is this person? He is a person and does not believe in Allah and the last day. These are the people mostly who don't believe. They are the one who are show off, and they give reproach and injury when they spend money. So Allah is giving the example for these people further in the verse. I'm going to read the translation. So his likeness is the likeness of a rock where is a soil. Then a heavy rain falls upon it and leaves it just bare stone. They shall not be able to gain anything of what they have earned. And Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. So Allah is giving an example of these people who are showing off and showing the reproach and injury. Allah says his likeness as a person is that there is a soil on a big rock and heavy rain comes and wipes off the soil. Allah says they will not be able to earn any good deeds after that, what they did. So Tafsir al-Mizan explained it more. Allah, it's such a beautiful example. Mizan says that if you try to have some crops, you know, you put some seeds on a rock where there's some soil there, and you try to grow some crops, and the heavy rain comes and wipes out the soil and the seeds, there is no crop coming out. That's the example of a hypocrite when he tries to spend money for showing off people, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's the example for that. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. In next verse, Allah talks about the spending of a believer who is a true believer. وَمَثْلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Subhanallah. But the likeness of those who spend their property to seek the pleasure of Allah and to strengthen their own souls. Now he is spending money for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to strengthen his own soul. What is the meaning of strengthening the soul? That means his intention is pure. He wants to make sure that his intention doesn't change from from the purity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show off or to reproach people. Is the likeness of a garden on a high ground. مَثْلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفَقُونَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا أَنْفُسِهِمْ كَمَثْلِ الْجَنَّةِ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَتَلْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. اس آیت کو میں ایک بار وہ پڑھتا ہوں. Recite salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Wa maslul ladhina yunfiquna amwalahum ibtigha marzatillahi wa tathbitan min anfusihim ka maslil jannatin bi rababatin asabaha wabilu fa atat ukulaha dhaifain fa illam yusibaha wabilu fatal wallahu bima ta'maluna basir. Now Allah gives example of what kind of this spending is for this believer when he spend money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's trying to strengthen his soul. What kind of spending is this? For such a beautiful example Allah gives for that. He says, is the likeness of a garden on a high ground. Subhanallah. On a high ground upon which a heavy rain falls. Heavy rain falls on this high ground. And it yields its fruits twofold. But if the heavy rain does not fall upon it, then a light rain, which is sufficient, and Allah sees what you do. So Allah is saying that who is a believer who spend money in the sake of Allah, for the sake of purity, his likeness is a garden, is a high ground, a heavy rain comes and brings a double fruit. And even if double rain is not heavy, even a small rain like a dew, that's also enough for it to grow it so high. Because Allah is with him, you know. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Surely Allah is seeing what we do. So from the Quran we have to learn the lesson how to spend our charities. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Next verse talks about the hypocrites who try to spend money for the sake of show off, and Allah gives their example what kind of condition they reach in the end time. أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدَكُمْ أَن تَكُونُ لَهُ جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعَنَابٍ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ لَهُ فِيهَا مِّن كُلِّ ثَمَرَاتِ وَأَصَابَهُ الْكِبْرُ وَلَهُ ذُرِّيَّةٌ ضُعَفَاءُ فَأَصَابَهُمْ إِسْعَارٌ فِيهِ نَارٌ فَاحْتَقَرَتْ كَذَلِكَ يُبَنَّاهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. اللهم صلی اللہ محمد و آلہ محمد. Would any of you like that there should be for him a garden of date, palm and vine beneath which rivers flow with all kinds of fruit for him therein? Allah is giving example that would you like some, any of, would you like this? Like what? Like you, that there's a garden with date and palm, garden of date, palm and vines, and beneath which river flows, and every kind of fruit is there available. Such a beautiful garden, right? Now Allah is showing the picture, what happens. While he is stricken with the old age, now he becomes old. While he is stricken with the old age, and he has feeble offsprings. Now there are two things happen to this man. He become old, and now he has a feeble offsprings. Means neither he can, now everybody is depending on this farm now so much. Allah is giving example. Now this man has become feeble. He cannot have any other living but this garden. He cannot go outside and do other job because it's too old. He just depends on this garden. And his offspring is feeble. They cannot make money either. So everybody is depending on this garden. Now what Allah says? Then a whirlwind with a fire in it strikes and gets it burned up. Allah says, now whirlwind comes. A cyclone comes with the full of fire and burn it out. Thus Allah makes a sign clear to you so that you may ponder. So Allah is saying that when you are a hypocrite and you do these kind of things, your back is against the wall then. Allah is showing that how your back goes against the wall, that you earn nothing like this man who becomes old And his children are feeble, nobody can make money, and Allah burned down his garden. What is his garden? Means the jaza of your deeds are gone. When you're a hypocrite, your all jaza is gone. Jaza means your reward is gone. Your reward is gone. You cannot make any benefit out of it. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Now Allah talks further about how to spend money. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqoo min tayyibati ma kasabtum. Subhanallah. Allah is saying, oh, you have faith, spend in charity of what good things you have earned. Allah is saying, you should only spend in charity what good you earned. You cannot spend a charity from your usurped property. Whatever hard-earned money you have, you spend from that. And further verse goes, وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And what we produce for you from the earth. So Allah is saying to spend from what? Two things. One, whatever hard-earned money, good money you earn, and whatever we brought you from the earth. What does it mean by from the earth? It means like crops and minerals, whatever Allah gives from the earth, spend from that too. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا تَيْمُنْ خَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونُ وَلَسْتُ بِآخِذِ إِلَّا أَنْ تُغْمِزُوا فِي وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And Allah says further, that spend this way. Allah said how to spend. Now Allah is saying what not to do. Allah says further, and do not aim at what is bad to spend thereof. Don't aim to spend bad, while you yourself will not accept it, except that you will connive at it and know that Allah is self-sufficient, praiseworthy. And Allah is saying that do not try to aim to spend bad, that if somebody gives you, you will not like to take it. And Allah says, Allah is self-sufficient, ghaniyul hamid, is self-sufficient, praiseworthy. He doesn't need anything from us, right? Allah is saying, I'm ghani and praiseworthy, I don't need all that. I gave you good things. What do you make good things? Spend in that, and don't try to aim to spend bad, which you won't like to take yourself if somebody gives you. The philosophy of charity is that Mizan describes very well, that when we give charity, there are two parties in front of us. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, who takes charity first, and then the person who is taking the charity in reality. If we give a bad charity, we are disrespecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's essence here, and we are disrespecting that believer who is asking for it. It's a psychological trauma we are trying to give to that that believer, that we think that he is that much worth of. There's a hadith from Mawla Muttaqiyan, Allahumma salam wa alamun. This verse has been revealed about those who used to mix the dry and bony dates with the good dates when they wanted to spend in charity. Those were the people who just wanted to mix things so that they can get some reward. But Allah says, you are not going to get any reward. Now Allah says further, why we do these things. The verse comes and explains why we do this kind of behavior. أَشَّيْطَانُ يَعْدِكُمْ فَقْرَ وَيَعْمَرَكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ وَاللَّهُ يَعْدِكُمْ مَخْبَرَتَّمْ مِنْهُ وَفَضْلًا وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah says, why we do this? Verse goes like that. Satan threatens you with poverty and enjoins you to indecency. Subhanallah. But Allah promises you forgiveness from himself and abundance. And Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. Subhanallah. Why? Allah is talking to Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu. Means it's for believers, that Shaitan comes to believers. So Allah is warning believers. Satan threatens you with poverty. The Shaitan will whisper that if you spend money, you will become poor. You will become poor. The Mizan describes very beautifully that how he threatens you with the poverty and enjoins you indecency. It is between rich and poor in the community. Shaitan goes to rich and threatens him that if you give charity, you'll become poor. Now he holds his money. Now the poor one who was expecting money to come, he cannot get money. Now he cannot do any proper job and he cannot run a business because he cannot get any karze hasna or any loan. So now he comes to the level of criminal activity and innocence. These are innocence, criminal activity. So on one hand, Shaitan threatened him with the poverty of the rich man, and he makes a poor man to do criminal activity. The whole society gets destroyed. Ya Allah. But Allah promised you forgiveness from him and abundance. Allah is promising forgiveness and abundance. Charity brings Allah's forgiveness. All what we need in our life, two things: forgiveness from Allah and abundance and wealth. Both things comes from charity. But Shaitan comes and brings poverty in our heart, and that's the problem. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allahumma salaman wa alaman. Two things are from Allah and two things are from Satan. Those two from Allah are forgiveness of sins and abundance of sustenance. That's all we want, right? And we still don't want to do that. And we go to Shaitan. And those two from Satan are promise to poverty and enjoyment to indecency. Mawla Mutaqiyan says, Subhanallah, Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you are confronted with poverty, bargain with Allah through charity. Subhanallah. That's what we had to do. That's what Aimah Tahiri used to do, that whenever they were in hardship, they will give more sadqah, more charity to gain favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Yuttil hikmato mayya sha'a wa mayyattal hikmato faqad utiya khairan kaseera. وَمَا يُذَكَّرُهُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. He grants wisdom to whom he wills, and whoever has been granted wisdom indeed has been given abundant good. Yet no one will mind but the possessors of intellect. يُتِّلْ حِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. To whom he wants to give wisdom, he gives. وَمَا يُتِّلْ حِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. To whom Allah has given hikmat, wisdom, surely Allah has given abundant good. وَمَا يُذَكَّرُوا إِلَّا الْأُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. No one will mind but the possessors of intellect. So, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He describes hikmah, the wisdom. The wisdom is the light of knowledge and the weighing scale of piety and the fruit of truth. And if you were to say that Allah did not bestow upon his servant a bounty greater and higher and better and more magnificent than wisdom, you would be saying the truth. Subhanallah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi says, Allah did not distribute among his servants anything better than wisdom. Subhanallah. And he says further that all the prophets were on the perfection of their wisdom. Prophet always says that the sleep of a wise man is better than the wakefulness of ignorant one. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, knowledge and becoming learned in religion is wisdom. Hikmat is knowledge and learned in religion is hikmat. Because when you get hikmat, wisdom, then we can differentiate between the satanic temptations and godly inspirations. To differentiate between these two things, satanic temptation and ash-shaytan yadakun faqra wa ya'malukum bil fahsha wallahu yadakun maghfaratun minhu fadla. These two extremes is hikmat. To know, that's why when you hikmat, then you follow Allah's inspiration, you don't go towards satanic temptation. Sometimes we don't know what we are getting unless Allah's blessing is on us and gives us wisdom to differentiate. That's why we have to always ponder Quran and verses so that we can really differentiate where it's coming from. Sometimes we get confused. That's why we need to always contact ulama and get their feedback in our life and Quran and Hadith. Please recite one salwa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala imam. Wa ma anfaqtum min nafaqatin aw nazartum min nazrin fa inna Allah ya'lamu wa ma lil zalimina min ansar. Now Allah is emphasizing on us, because sometimes we get so much hypocrisy about spending. Allah is telling to give us more faith. But Allah is saying, And whatever you spend in charity or vow you vow or vow you vow, surely Allah knows it. While there will be no helper for the unjust. Allah is saying, whatever you spend or what a kind of nazar means vow. Nazar means vow. You make, Allah knows it. While there will be no helper for unjust. وَمَا لِلْظَالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. So Allah is telling us that to the believers that whatever you spend or whatever vow you make, Allah knows it. Why you are showing off? Why you don't believe in me? وَمَا لِلْظَالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. While there will be no helper for unjust. Mizan describes very well the unjust here. Who are the zalimin here? Mizan says that the one who is stingy about his charity and holds his hand is an unjust person. Allama Tabatabai says, it's a gunahe kabira, it's a major sin not to give charity, major sin. And this sin cannot be wiped out by just saying astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayhi unless you give the right of the person who deserves it. Then you will be forgiven, otherwise you will not be forgiven. Even Mizan goes further and says that the one who does that, see, because the verse is like that, there will be no helper for unjust. No helper in this world or next world, so there will be no shifa for him because Allah is not happy with him. So if Allah says that he becomes unjust so that there is no help for him fi dunya wal akhirah. So may Allah guide us to spend in charity. In tubdu sadqat fa ni'man ma hi wa in tukhfuha wa tutuha al furqa fa huwa khairul lakum wa yukaffir ankum min sayyi'atikum. Allah bima ta'amaluna khabir. Allah is explaining further about how to give charity. If you give alms openly, it is well. Allah saying that if you give charity and openly, it's well. But if you hide it and give it to the poor, it is better for you and it will remove from you some of your sins. And Allah is aware of what you do. Subhanallah. So Allah is talking about both kinds of charities, openly or secretly. Allah is saying to give openly is good, but to give secretly is even better. If you give to somebody who is needy, poor one, and that will remove off some of your sins. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna khabir. Allah is aware of what we do, what you do. So in Mizan, it's explained very well that if you give charity openly, it's good for you in the sense that when in a society, a rich person is giving charity openly and poor people know that there is a rich man there and he gives charity, then the poor man knows, they know that if they are in need, there is somebody who will help him. So their self-esteem is always up. They are not so pessimistic. So that they know that if there is some hardship coming, we'll go to such a person and ask money. So there is a positive environment in the community. So there's a good thing about giving charity in open. But to give charity in secret is even purer for our purity of heart. Right, because in that case, there is no any hypocrisy involved at all. And you are not hurting anybody's feeling. And it removes your sins. All we want, we are all beggars in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need is a beggar. That Allah remove our sins, right? And that's what charity does. وَيُكَفِّرْ أَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. This all we look for, all of us. That we have so many sins and Allah removes the sins from us by giving charities. Please recite one salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنْفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّى إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. Please recite one salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. The commentary of this verse is that in the Prophet time, there were all kind of believers. Some were giving charity with the purity of their heart, and some were kind of hypocrite, and they were giving charity for the show off or mixing good with the bad, you know. So Prophet used to become sad about it, that why everybody cannot be same and do with the for the sake of pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah talks to him in Quran Hakim. Allah says, it is not upon you to guide them, but Allah guides aright whoever He wills. That Allah will guide who will do with the pure intention of charity. Prophet, you cannot do that. It's my job. Your job is to only preach them. It's my job to guide them. Now Allah talks to believers. Now what Allah is saying to believer? And whatever of good you spend in charity shall be of your own self. Whatever you do is for your own self. And what you do not spend except seeking the pleasure of Allah. You don't spend but for the seeking of pleasure of Allah. And whatever of good you spend shall be repaid to you in full. Allah says, whatever you spend would be repaid to you for full. And you shall not be dealt with unjustly. You should not be dealt with unjustly. So Allah is teaching how to do charity. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. There are so many hadiths about charities. You know, Prophet says, verily every single Muslim is to give charity every single day. Somebody asked how? Every day. Because many people are so poor, they cannot do every day. The Prophet explained further. Your removal of obstacle from the road is charitable act. Your guiding someone the way is a charitable act. Your visiting the sick is a charitable act. Your enjoyment of good to others is a charitable act. Your forbidding others from wrongdoing is a charitable act. Your returning the greeting of peace is a charitable act. They're all charitable acts. These are all charitable acts which we can do every day on no cost. Charitable act is also to give knowledge. To give knowledge is a charitable act. We know that. All these charitable acts, who can do these charitable acts better than Ahlul Bayt? Ahlul Bayt, the charity taught religion to the whole Ummah. That was their charity. Showed the way of Islam, the way they showed, nobody could show it. Their charitable act, nobody can come close to it. We know that when Imam Ali used to get the war booty before he came to home, all war booty was gone. We remember those 3 days they gave their food for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Hasnain were hungry, and after third day they were not able to walk. And they look so sick to Prophet, the Prophet was crying, who can give this kind of charity? And we see the charity of Karbala. The charity of Karbala is the charity which nobody can match till the day of judgment, where Imam Hussein gave charity of. The kind of charity is unbelievable. He gave two hands of his half-brother, Abul Fazl Abbas. He gave the chest of his son, Ali Akbar. He gave the neck of Ali Asghar alayhi salam. He gives the chadar of his sister for the charity of Islam. And he gives the earring of his daughter for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Ji kitna?